This is Krista Anderson, the founder and CEO of S-Star, and today I'm talking with Derek Champagne on my journey through entrepreneurship.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. I'm really excited about our guest today, Krista Anderson. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be a part of your show today.
I want to share a brief part of your bio, but I really want you to be able to share it from your own words as well. So, the founder and CEO of S-Star, a Nashville-based natural food brokerage company. You make healthy snack foods accessible through the Krista's Healthy On-The-Go food stations and convenience stores. And prior to this company, you worked in marketing for Nestle Professional and assisted in building the food service beverage portfolio. But you have a really unique story that really changed your life several years ago and put you on this mission. So if you don't mind, let's kind of start from the beginning for you and just share some highlights about your life and then kind of your entrepreneurial journey that got you to where you are today.
Absolutely. Back in 2007, I was diagnosed with stage 2 kidney cancer, and I was about 19 years old. So as you can imagine, as a 19-year-old, that's quite a diagnosis to receive. And I had my right kidney removed and kind of went on with life. And about 2 years after that, in 2009, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It had metastasized into my chest cavity and collapsed my right lung. It shifted my heart to the left side of my chest. And at that point, the doctors had given me about 3 months to live. And as a person of faith, I quickly, you know, realized that I had to do what I could do and leave the rest up to God. And so healthy eating was a huge impact on my life. I started to really dive into what's healthy, what's not, and really adapted to this new health journey and lifestyle to help fight the disease. And so about, a year or so into it, after a lot of chemotherapy and this new lifestyle, I was healed, and it is just a complete miracle. I personally have no explanation but God healing me, because it was completely against any medical professional's diagnosis or expectation. And so during that time, so here's where my epiphany happened, is I had to pack food with me everywhere I went to fight the disease, because I couldn't eat anything that was really in stores or, you know, fast foods or restaurants. And so I was really on this strict diet. And what I found was that because it was so hard to find these foods and find them accessibly in stores, I had walked into several convenience stores over that time. And the only thing I could buy was maybe some raw almonds and water.
Right.
Yeah. So after being healed, I was like, you know what, as cheesy as it sounds, I want to be the change I want to see in the world. And I want to make an impact in this and make healthy food accessible. And so that's where my company was born about 3.5 years ago.
It's incredible. Thanks for sharing your story. It's absolutely profound. It's amazing. So take me back during that time. Everyone listening has had a family member that's dealing with this or has fought cancer and is dealing with it. We work with Oncology Center, an amazing one here. We see this often. Just even the energy level and the fight and the focus to get healthier is can take everything that you have. Tell me about that time in your life and what your mindset was during that time during that fight, and what kind of things were you looking towards and into to get you through that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get asked that question a lot. You know, I've had to meet a lot of people that have been diagnosed with cancer and or family members that, you know, people know that are going through it, and which is why I kind of, it forced me into writing a book. It's called Claim Your Healing, and it was just released in August. Just a short, what I like to call battle book, that you can take with you everywhere you go. And it has literally every tool that I use during that time to fight back. And one of the biggest things for me was I heard what the doctor said, but I didn't receive it. And that was a big part of my journey. Was I heard the reality of what they said my situation was, but I decided not to believe that cancer was going to take my life. You know, with 3 months to live, I was like, man, no way. Nobody, this isn't happening. And so I just believed. And so in my book, I have this several pages of healing confessions that I spoke over my body and my life to bring it into alignment with truth, like that I can overcome. I am, you know, I am an overcomer and I am healed. And I would put pictures up around my house of what I looked like when I was healthy so that I could visualize in my mind that this is where I was going to be again. And I just kept it in front of me and I surrounded myself with people that were in agreement with that same thought process. And I didn't tell anybody really about what I was going through unless they were going to be standing, you know, for me and with me and not negative about it. So that's one of the biggest pieces that really helped heal me.
I've got your Claim Your Healing book in my hand right now. And you do start with your journey and talking about the shock and what you experienced, the heart dropping shock and fear. And then you walk through your journey to the miracle, talk about your steps to healing. And this is, it's very powerful for you sharing that. So thank you for writing that. I was curious, this fight that you've had and how you've overcome it, how does that play into how you launch your business? Because a business is full of ups and downs, as I know, as a small business owner and working with dozens of businesses in our marketing agency. Does that help you? Does that help your mindset when you're dealing with the stresses and the challenges of running a business and launching and growing?
Absolutely. I did not get in this business to make money or I would have quit a long time ago. So as any crazy entrepreneur, it's the passion that fuels us and it's the purpose that keeps us going. And I've had a lot of ups and downs. I sold everything I owned to start this company. I live extremely below my means to keep funding it and to keep it growing on my own without investors and things like that. And so definitely it has been a challenge, but I had somebody early on, I'll tell you this story because it was a huge impact on my journey, is early on when I first had this idea, it was just a concept in my head. And like any smart entrepreneur, we want to get around the people that are in the place that we're wanting to be. And so I booked a flight to Baltimore and went to a natural food show. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to get around everybody in this space and learn from them. And so I went to a seminar and this vice president of this really large multi-million dollar company in the industry was speaking. And after he finished, I pulled him aside and I said, hey, I would love to take you to coffee and learn more about the industry. And I also want to share with you an idea. I want to see if you think it would work. And so he thought I was kind of crazy, this young girl and, you know, who is she? And and right. So he said, all right, what are you doing right now? Let's go to lunch. And I said, all right, let's go. And so he sat down with me for about 2 hours and poured out his experience in this industry. And he said, Krista, we've tried putting healthy food into gas stations and it's never worked. And I left that meeting totally defeated. And when I got back to Nashville, I had to get alone with myself for a couple of days and I wrestled with it. And I thought, do I give up? Do I just brush it off as just another entrepreneurial idea? But I couldn't sleep. Like, I mean, it was about my people, the people in our country that need access to healthy food. And that I just thought, you know what? I don't care what it takes. I'm going to do this. And that's when I decided the next day I sold everything I owned. I went all in. And it has been the fuel, you know, to my fire ever since to prove, you know, that I could do this and that it would work. And the reason that it has worked is because of our story is we nailed it on the marketing side and people support it.
That's exciting. So tell me, take me a little bit through the timeline of just some of the highlights of launching your business, you know, and you know, if we found a manufacturer or packaging and got our first store, just give me a few of those highlights. I'd love to hear the progression to where you are now.
Yeah, well, at the time, I was actually, I call it hustling protein bars for another startup company. And I had kind of come into contact with a convenience store locally here in Nashville, a chain of stores. And I was sharing with them this idea while also pitching the other product. And the gentleman who owned the company, he said, "Krista, I believe in you so much that you're with your passion behind this," he said, "go build this and bring it back and we'll be your first customer."
Wow.
And that guy believed in me. And it was that all I needed was that one shot. And the first store we ever went into here in Brentwood, Tennessee, is still our number one producing store. And we started with six stores and worked the strategy for about a year and a half. Moved on to about 25 stores over maybe a two and a half year period, and just really kept it small to really make sure we were growing it properly. And then just in March, we switched kind of our business model, and we went from, you know, those 25 stores to, you know, now we're in over 150 stores in nine states and growing really fast.
Wow. That's amazing. So what was that switch, or what is your model right now? With the little bit of experience I have with some of the C stores, is space is an issue. And I noticed that you're getting these great little end cap type spots. How are you pulling that off? Is that you're getting that space in each of these stores you're working with?
Yeah, absolutely. So it originally started, the company was a distribution company, and I had to prove that the model would work and that people would actually buy healthy food in a gas station. And right. So I would load up my Honda Accord with product and deliver it to all these 25 stores for 2.5 years, and had a warehouse, and we ship product in, and we would deliver it and restock it and then do the same thing all over again. Well, I realized, you know, my vision was to bring America back to health. Well, that's a whole country, and I can't be driving my Honda Accord around the country. So, and to buy, you know, create a distribution business is a lot of money. Mm. So I thought, well, why not partner with distributors? And we quickly became a brokerage company, which allowed us to scale nationally overnight. And retailers, yes, we do have front placement in stores because a transition into healthy for these stores, it makes sense for us to be in that spot. And they love it. I mean, they've seen, they call it the girly section of the store because we are bringing the female consumer in the store, which is what convenience stores have set out to do since the beginning of time. So
that's incredible. I love what you're doing. I love the healthy option too. I mean, what are you most proud of what you've done so far with your business? It can be a small moment. It can be something big, but what is that moment that you said, you know, this is something really special is happening?
Gosh, I've had so many of those, but I would say one of the most special times I've had was the guy that said it wouldn't work. He contacted me probably a year ago and said, "Krista, I'm so proud of you. You did it." And, you know, that was, I mean, not like it was a egotistical thing for me, but it was, you know, just hearing him say that, you know, and so that's definitely been a big win for us. And, you know, just the growth of like, I didn't fail at this, you know, I'm actually doing it and we're growing really fast. You know, it's like most, you know, a lot of businesses fail after the first 2 years. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for the growth that you're experiencing. Have there been any unexpected challenges? I mean, there's always challenges, especially the type of business that you're doing, but do any stand out to you where you said, I didn't realize this was going to be this challenging for distribution or for packaging? Was there anything that along the way that stands out the most that might be an aha for our listeners that who might be launching something similar and may not be aware of what they need to look?
You know, one of the things I learned was, you know, just slow growth. And I see a lot of these companies I get really distracted by is they pump a bunch of investment money into it and they grow really big and fast and sell off, which is great. But for me, I've just learned, you know, slow growth is good growth. You know, it's controlled growth and allows for us to be sustainable and our, you know, to grow properly and to be able to think through every avenue. But you know, there's definitely been a lot of challenges along the way. Business is hard. You know, there's been several times that I've thought about giving up, you know, and had kind of a knockdown, drag out fight with myself. You know, is this really what I want to continue to do? And I think we always have those ups and downs. But like I said, from the beginning, it's that passion that keeps us going. We, without the purpose and passion behind our mission, there, you know, people don't stay in the game. And so that's what's really held me in.
That's great. You're real clear on your why. You've got a drive and your passion is so important, and you've got a great backstory and foundation for why you're doing what you do, which is will carry you through even passion sometimes. This is a Business Leadership Series show, and personal leadership is so important in order to be able to lead others. Seems like with your background and with your personality and with the things that have happened with you, that you had to take personal leadership and accountability early on. How has that, and how important is it to lead yourself first? And then tell me about any other leadership styles that have worked for you or that you've learned along the way to grow.
Yeah, I mean, I study a lot. You know, podcasts like this is what really keeps me motivated and going, and hearing other stories of people and their struggles and victories and, you know, what's worked for them. You know, there's a lot of opportunity in that that's really helped grow me. And, you know, I read a lot of books and things like that. Like John Maxwell is a great leadership teacher that I've studied. And so that, and also, you know, I've got some mentors, and, you know, having a good group of people around me that are where I want to be in every avenue of, you know, life has really helped me grow and stay on track. But as far as, you know, leadership, you know, principles within the organization, you know, I am the only person. So, you know, I continue to run the business. I have an assistant who actually has stage 4 cancer right now. It spread to her bones. And you've got 2 women who are really passionate about what we do, you know, working behind the scenes. And so I learned early on from a woman who, real successful business owner, and she said, grow as far as you can go on your own before you exhaust yourself, and then you bring people on. And so that's how I've been able, you know, to kind of grow and add people as far as leadership goes.
Mm, great. What are some other resources? You talked about John Maxwell. Are there any other resources that you go to, or any recent books or courses or podcasts that you've been inspired by?
Yeah. How I Built This is a great entrepreneur podcast that I listen to. You know, locally here is Dave Ramsey, and we, you know, he lives literally just about a mile away from me. His office is here. And so I've had an opportunity to, you know, participate in his Christmas parties, meet his team, see his business model. And the way that he grows his business is absolutely first class. And they have a lot of entrepreneur leadership seminars and books and podcasts and stuff like that, that really has been a huge help to me.
Yeah, I love Dave's things as well. His buddy in his Eagle's Nest, Aaron Walker, has been on our show. I'm in his mastermind group, and I just, there's a lot of great leadership and great mastermind and great people in that Nashville area. Any other advice that you want to share with some entrepreneurs that might be just starting out, or strictly from an entrepreneurial standpoint, and just any advice that's some the top things that you've learned so far in launching your business that you might caution or encourage somebody on?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I mean, it really just goes back to, you know, our why and what we're doing. And for me personally, and my personal belief is, you know, when God calls us to it, it's going to be a success, you know. And when it's something I feel like when we have desires in our heart to do certain things, is that's what we're supposed to keep focused on and do those things to the best of our ability. And it will grow, because I think that's there in us for a reason. It's our purpose in life. And, you know, you can't mess it up. But, you know, I read something earlier today that, you know, failure is just success turned inside out, you know. And so the more times we fail, the more times we succeed, and we learn from that and can grow through that. But, you know, for me, it's just an all-in mentality, and it's a fight every day to change the world. My perspective is just so much bigger after going through cancer and, you know, almost losing my life. Every movement I make every day is strategic in, you know, my life leaving a legacy or making a difference and doing the right thing. And I learned, I'm actually part of this group called C12, and it's a bunch of Christian business owners. It's a national group, and we meet once a month. And one of the principles I learned from them early on was that we are to make our customers more important than our business. And when I started looking at my business that way, that I was more in the business of serving my clients than myself and worried about helping them grow and succeed more than myself, is when in turn it actually helps us grow and succeed. And you build solid relationships with companies and people, and they trust you when you make it more about them than yourself.
That's great advice. Krista, tell me, how can we learn more about you and your products?
Yeah, our website is estar.us. It's ESSTAR.US. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And my personal page, Krista Anderson, is Krista7Anderson on any of those social media platforms. Would love for people to follow our journey, join in the movement, help support what we're doing. Without the support of people, you know, going into these stores and buying these healthy items, you know, that helps us stay in the stores and keep this movement growing.
That's Krista7Anderson on social media. That's estar.us. That's ESSTAR.US. And then I think your book is on Amazon as well.
That's correct.
And Barnes and Noble. Mm-hmm. I'm Barnes & Noble. Krista Anderson, thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story. We look forward to seeing the other great things that happen in your life and that you are doing with your business and to inspire others.
Awesome. Thanks, Derek, so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.